Good to see you all here tonight. Hopefully your week is going well. We're here tonight to focus our attention on the Word of God and on worshiping Him and praising Him through these songs that we sing. We as God's children are so blessed to have the privilege of worshiping as we do. I think of at times I get these emails about people that are suffering for their faith. Now, these are people in denominations, but it sort of tracks the hardships that people that are going through in different nations, you know, call themselves Christians and just terrible things. It's similar to what we read of in the Scriptures, the kind of suffering that people go through. And yet here, we can be thankful that at this time in our history and in our lives, that as Christians we can freely proclaim the gospel, freely worship, freely teach others without the kind of fear that someone is going to come after us and our lives are in danger or our welfare, that we could be beaten, as is happening these very days in which we live just in different places of the world. The Word of God, of course, reminds us of the fact that we have to, as servants of God in this lifetime, be aware of the things that God expects of us here and now. That as Christians, we must bear fruit for the Lord, be on fire, be zealous, be abounding in the work that God has given us to do, and that unless we remain where life is, connected to our source of life, then there will be no hope for us. We can't bear fruit. We cannot accomplish anything worthwhile. It's not counted to our treasures laid up in heaven, as we might say. Because Jesus explained in the parable that He taught in John chapter 15 that we have to be in Him in order for our lives to be spiritually alive, healthful. Growth can only occur when that's the case. You know, when we go out and we begin at certain times of the year to trim the bushes, maybe rose bushes in your yard, and you know what's going to happen when you trim that bush, the piece that you have cut off is going to dry out and it's going to be laid aside. It'll be picked up by the trash people, or you'll take it out to a place on your property where you burn things. And that's the end of it. And the Lord says, unless we remain connected to Him, that's what's going to happen to us. He says here in John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So God is watching. And we are expected, this is what's supposed to happen, when you plant a fruit tree, you expect after a certain amount of time that fruit will be born. You know, they talk about trees that will bear fruit on the three-year-old wood, maybe they might say. You know, the branches have to be 3 years old, and then it'll start bearing fruit. So it's understood that you don't just immediately take off and everything's just like it would be down the road. So God gives us time and opportunity to grow and develop. And He knows that we are baptized into Christ, we're born again, and that we then have to grow, that we're supposed to desire the pure milk of the Word that we might grow thereby, Peter says. Well, that can happen, and it can continue to be the case when we remain connected. If we bear fruit, good. If we don't bear fruit, what's going to happen? He will prune it that what? It may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So a fruit tree that is full of branches and it's pruned so that it might be more effectively growing the fruit as people do today. He says, that branch that is going to bear fruit can only bear fruit and will bear fruit as long as it remains connected to, in this case, the vine. Jesus is the vine. We as individual members of the body of Christ are branches. He who abides in me. So you have to remain in him, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Doesn't that suggest the possibility that I can cease to abide in Christ? That I can be severed from Christ? Doesn't Paul in the book of Romans talk about the olive tree, the natural branches versus those wild branches that were grafted in? He says the ones that were there originally, the natural branches, were there and they were cut off for a reason. He says it was because they didn't produce like they should have. And for the Jewish people, what they didn't produce was faith. They didn't believe in the Son of God. Now, we as God's children have been, you might say, grafted in. We're not of the physical lineage as the Jews were, but that doesn't matter anymore. Everyone can be made a part of God's family or olive tree or part of the vine. And the Lord makes us a part of His family when we respond in faith, doing what He commands, and then we do all of those things necessary to the continuance in Christ. Abide in me, and I in you. And then He says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. So here's the end result if we do not abide in Him. Sadly today, you know, this passage is often used to justify or to teach that denominationalism was a part of God's plan. The vine, they say, is Jesus. The branches are the churches, the different denominations. And yet, the reality is you can't get that if you just read this parable very simply and plainly, because certainly those organizations didn't exist. And He's talking to individual people. And He specifically says to these disciples, I'm the vine and you are the branches. So we have individual choice. Are we going to abide in the vine? Are we going to stay connected to Jesus, faithful, drawing from Him? Here's His word. Every one of you has a copy of this, probably more than one. You probably have one in your pocket as well that you bring up to your head every day. It's everywhere. The Word of God is easy to obtain, but it must be that we spend time with it on a regular basis for it to do any good for us. I won't grow and bear fruit unless I feed upon God's Word, unless I bring in the nourishment that it has to offer. You see, God's Word will enrich us, will point us in the right direction. It'll give us the strength we need to keep going when times get hard. It is the light in a world of darkness. But it gives nothing to us if we don't access it every day of our lives. And that's what God intends. Psalm 1. The man who is righteous is the one who every day he is there planted by the rivers of water. Like a tree that will bear fruit in its season. Its leaf will not wither. That's what God wants for you. Are you tonight connected to the vine? Are you a Christian? Have you had your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus? Are you one who has acknowledged your faith in Jesus Christ, turned from your sins, confessed and been baptized so that your sins can be washed away by His blood? And if so, then are you abiding in Him? Does His Word live in you? Does it come out every day in how you talk, in how you act, in the priorities of your life, in what you think? Is the Lord and His Word in control of your life? That's what God wants. If you drift away, hope is not lost. Because as long as we're still here on this earth, we have opportunity turn back to Him. And tonight it may be that you're listening to His Word and you are thinking about your life and there are things that are not right. You can take care of that tonight and we'd be happy to help you as we stand and sing.